Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Glad to be back with you again at Burden and Blessing. This is our Word of the Week, and this week we are considering the word transgression. The word transgression is a word that's found both in the Old and the New Testament to describe the relationship between God and human beings. And the idea behind it is that someone has violated the trust of another. It's often used in the Old Testament to describe treaties between nations or people. And when someone breaks that trust or violates that trust, then there is transgression. So it describes a broken relationship. What is especially important to understand about this word is that this broken relationship is something that is not expected. Because these two parties had an agreement, because they had a treaty, a transgression or a broken relationship was something that should not have been. Throughout the Old Testament, prophets were sent by God to his people in the Old Testament in order to describe this broken relationship or how they had broken trust with the one true God. For example, the prophet Isaiah was sent to proclaim, "Tell my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins." The prophet Isaiah was sent by the Lord to communicate to the people of Israel the fact that they had broken the trust or the relationship with God. Because of their idolatry, because they had rejected the one true God, they had transgressed. But here's what's really important. Throughout the Old Testament, as God describes the transgression of humanity, God's desire was that humanity would not be destroyed by its transgression, by the rejection and the rebellion and the broken trust. And so God raised up his Son. He sent his Son Jesus into the world to become a man in order to endure, to suffer, to bear the transgressions of you and me. In Isaiah chapter 53, the prophet again writes, "For he," that is Jesus, "was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. He was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken." Jesus bore those transgressions in our place. He bore all of our failures, all of our mistakes, all of the broken trust that we had with God. And he did it all on our behalf. And because of what Jesus has done for us, because of what he has done through his perfect life and what he has borne on the cross, the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression. The prophet Micah rejoices in this quality of God. He says, "Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in mercy." That's who our God is. Yes, we, because of our sin, because of our transgression, breaking trust with God by rebelling against him, have separated ourselves from God. Yet God, in his great love and compassion for sinners, sent his Son to endure that transgression for us. Where we were untrustworthy, Jesus was completely trustworthy on our behalf. And because of Christ's actions for us, God has indeed passed over the transgression of you and of me. The Apostle Paul describes very clearly this great exchange between Christ and the sinner. Paul writes in Romans 5, "Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. In those two verses, verses 14 and 15, we have two words, the word transgression. We have the likeness of the transgression of Adam. And then in verse 15, the free gift is not like the offense. That Greek word for that is translated here, offense, is actually the word transgression. It has the very same idea of to trespass, to break that trust or relationship. Jesus endured the offense of Adam and the offense of each one of us. God's grace abounded to us through that one man, Jesus Christ. And yes, so our transgression is forgiven. Thanks be to God.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.